You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Union car and truck workers walk off the job at three plants as contract negotiations continue. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the United Auto Workers Union started a limited strike last night against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. It's the first time unionized auto workers have walked off the job at all three companies at once. Reflecting the high stakes, automakers say they're in a fight for survival. As the industry electrifies, workers want to reverse wage and benefit concessions at a time the labor market is strong. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Less than 10% of UAW members walked off the job last night, but union president Sean Fain said the strike could spread.
This is our generation's defining moment. The money is there. The cause is righteous. The world is watching. And the UAW is ready to stand up.
The union wants pay increases of 36% over 4 years, and it wants to reverse concessions over pensions and pay made during the Great Recession. In the first half of this year, the Detroit Three made a combined $21 billion in profits. But automakers say the workers' demands are unaffordable because they must invest in electrification. Here's GM CEO Mary Barra in a company video.
If we don't continue to invest, we will lose ground. And it will happen fast. Our competition across the country and around the world, most of whom are non-union, will waste no time seizing the opportunity we've handed them.
The previous UAW strike in 2019 against GM lasted 40 days. This time around, the strategy of targeting a limited number of plants could help stretch out the union's strike fund for a longer battle. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
That strike fund would last 11 weeks, 77 days if all members went on strike. But again, they're striking at three facilities for now, Wayne, Michigan, Wentzville, Missouri, and Toledo, Ohio. The union wants the car companies to return to pensions for retirees that offer set amounts per month rather than the invest-it-yourself, let-the-chips-fall-where-they-may 401k plans given to those hired since the year 2007. California State University System, country's largest public university system, will be raising tuition 6% a year for five straight months, starting in the fall of next year. CSU's not alone. West Virginia University and Rutgers in New Jersey are among those raising tuition significantly. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Cal State points out it's only raised tuition once in the past 12 years, and even public universities have to deal with inflation. Robert Kelchin researches higher ed finance as a professor at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Faculty and staff are expecting pay raises. Utilities have gone up. Health insurance benefits have gone up. All the operating costs have gone up.
Kelchin says in many states, the legislatures aren't interested in giving any more funding to university systems. And so?
The importance of tuition has gotten bigger and bigger. And in about half the states, public colleges are getting more money from tuition than from the state.
Public schools also have many fixed costs, but fewer potential customers. Kevin Carey is with New America.
The phrase that people in higher education use is the enrollment cliff.
Cal State University says for a majority of its students, the tuition increase will be covered by grants and scholarships. Still, Carey says, ultimately tuition increases affect students at the margin most of all. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Markets, S&P futures are up 0.1%. Dow futures are up 0.3%. NASDAQ futures are down slightly, 5 points. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Some startups using venture capital money to disrupt the health insurance business are running into serious trouble, which is also trouble for their customers. Colorado Public Radio's Andrew Kenny reports.
Lauren Gibbs always wanted to work for herself. She's a real estate agent in Lakewood, Colorado.
Being my own boss was just going to make more sense.
To do that, she had to buy her own health insurance. And in 2020, she was excited to sign on with a new startup company called Bright Healthcare.
I was like, this seems like a pretty good deal. And, you know, I think that the health insurance industry is like needs some disruptors and some innovation.
But it didn't last. Last December, Bright Healthcare's startup model was failing and it was pulling out of the individual health insurance market across the country. That affected nearly a million people with Bright Insurance, including Gibbs, who had to scramble for a new plan. Her next provider was another startup called Friday Health Plans. Turns out it was also in deep financial trouble. State regulators shut down that company in August. Some customers had to start all over on their deductibles. Gibbs estimates she'll be out close to $3,000.
The reason we have insurance is so we don't have an unexpected expense, like $3,000.
Together, Friday Health and Bright Healthcare had collected more than $3 billion in investor funding. So what happened?
They didn't understand health insurance. Health insurance is really complicated.
Health insurance consultant Ari Gottlieb says the math didn't pencil out for these startups. Sure, their premiums were low, but that meant these companies weren't taking in enough revenue to cover the healthcare expenses they were on the hook for.
But because they started to lose money in a number of different markets, they started to set off some alarm bells for us.
That's Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway. He says company leaders weren't giving state regulators the full financial picture.
In the case of Friday, they made very, very bad decisions at the management level, at the C-suite level, for years that ultimately ended up leading to their failure.
He says state regulators did everything they could. Both Friday and Bright Healthcare are now largely out of the insurance business nationwide. Neither company responded to requests for comment. But that's not much comfort to customers like Lauren Gibbs.
Having these two collapses in a row in Colorado, the state regulators, the governor, they need to pay attention to this and understand that these are real people's lives and health on the line.
Gibbs is begrudgingly going back to a much larger health insurer. She hopes this one will stay in business. In Colorado, I'm Andrew Kenny for Marketplace.
It's the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.